Hello, and welcome back to another episode.
Woo-hoo. What's up, Spring Breakers?
It is almost officially spring break. It's Friday.
Yeehaw!
So we have a very exciting episode of Fridays with Ian. We're going to play a game for Ian to buy our food at Romo's.
Yes.
Who knows Ian the best?
Who knows Ian the best? But before we get into that, in true Ian fashion with the everyone go around and say your favorite Christmas present. Let's all go around and say what we're
Christmas
doing for spring
present.
Break.
Oh,
I'm doing it in the same style.
Oh,
Jim.
I was like, wait a second.
All right, Ian, what are you doing for spring break?
Well, this weekend, men's hockey here at Robert Morris University.
Specific.
And then Monday, Tuesday, but if they play Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm getting my taxes done.
Oh, shit.
A dentist appointment.
I need to do my taxes. I keep forgetting.
Dentist appointment, and then
mine
back.
I love going to the dentist.
Robert Morris.
Your teeth feel so clean.
They're not listening to you at this point.
Back. Wait, I'm so sorry. Why do you like going to the dentist?
Wait, well, yeah, that's
your
weird.
Teeth feel so
I
good.
I hate the dentist.
I agree with that, but like, I don't.
Feel so
your mouth's open. She's like, wider. I'm like,
but
like, wider, smile. And I was like,
but afterwards,
and then
it's
they ask
so
you questions.
Oh, that's the worst. They ask you questions while their hands are in your mouth. I'm like, this is
okay,
logical.
To clarify, I don't like it when I'm there. I like the feeling afterwards.
Okay.
I guess I should have, yeah.
Proceed.
Then I'll be back to help cover women's basketball tournament.
Jim, what do you
got? Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
I'm just gonna do homework this spring break.
You're not gonna do homework.
Cool.
Maybe go to the cigar bar a couple nights. So
yeah,
we'll
I gotta do homework this weekend too.
Jocelyn, what do you got?
I'm gonna watch some basketball. My high school is in the playoffs, so I
playoffs.
Told my dad I'd go to that. And then I have a lot of homework, and that's it. I'm living the life.
All right.
How about you?
I'm going to cover basketball today, engage in some shenanigans later. Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I won't be here.
Okay. And then I'm going to, I don't know, I might go home tomorrow during the day, and then I come back. I'm not sure. Sunday, I'm going to cover more basketball. Monday, I don't know, because Sam made plans to go to the movies with Malik, but then he also wanted to go to that Pens game.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh, also Sunday, I'm watching NASCAR all day.
That's great, Jim.
And Saturday.
And then after that, I'm going to cover Joe Biden, and I'm going to go to New York.
Yay,
you're
going to
cover
York.
Joe Biden?
He's talking to New York Town.
Oh, really? When?
The 6th.
Did we need tickets?
He's coming with Connor
Lamb.
I don't
think so.
Oh,
no, I think it's open.
Do you want to help? Do you want to say you're helping us cover it?
No, I want to go watch.
No, that's what I mean. Like, if you have to get tickets, like, just say, like, credentials.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I could do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I want to go watch.
No, I want to.
I called my mom, and I told her, I was like, on Tuesday or whatever day, I was like, I got to go cover Joe Biden. And, like, automatically, the words that came out of her mouth was, oh, tell him I said hi. And I thought she, like, said it as a joke, and I was about to be like, haha, very funny. And she was like, I don't know why I just said that. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I was like, weren't you just like kidding? And she was like, no, they just kind of came out of my mouth. I was like, okay, I'll let him know.
All right.
All right. Are we ready for this game?
Are we ready?
Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Here are the rules.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, God.
I think I'm going to look dumb.
Okay, there are 15 questions.
Oh, I'm getting sweaty.
Some may be tricky, but if you listen to me, pay attention to me, you should know the answer. Also, I have written all the answers down, so if there's any disagreeing about my answer, it's the one I have written down. You get 1 point for each correct answer. We'll go around and state your answer, and then I will reveal the correct answer when all the answers are locked in.
When did you create this? Like
last night at 12:42 a.m.
Yeah, I got the text. I was like, all right.
I'm ready.
Good luck. We will go with Morgan in a round, and then...
keep just going back
and
forth.
Yeah, back and forth.
So do we say our answer out loud?
Yeah, but then I won't say the right answer. Okay, and then it'll be like, okay. Jocelyn, it's your turn, Jamie. Okay.
So you'll ask us first. We're not yelling them out.
No.
All at once.
Okay.
No. Okay. Question one. First, this is for Morgan answers first. What is Ian's favorite type of music?
I know Ian's favorite song. I'm gonna go with pop.
Okay.
I can't think of what the genre is called, but it's like Michael Bublé and like Josh Groban.
It's like jazz?
Jazz-ish.
Okay.
I guess.
Final answer, jazz?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say...
I like the music.
Me too.
I'm going to say hip-hop.
Morgan, and you get a point.
Because
I would accept rap or hip-hop.
Dang.
I was going to say rap, but then like rap is like, there's certain categories of rap, and it's like...
You see, I get your response there, Jocelyn, but like it's not my favorite. Weird.
I understand.
I get your response there.
Question two, we'll start with Jim and go the opposite way.
Oh, I don't have time to think. Oh, God.
What job has Ian had for the past 8 years?
Oh. Camp counselor at the YMCA.
Question. Also, bonus point if you can get the exact YMCA correct.
The Samson YMCA.
While you were a camp counselor... At the Samson YMCA.
You were a camp counselor at the Samson YMCA. You were also an intern there.
Yeah, you were an intern. That's true.
Question three. Where did Ian intern last summer?
The Samson YMCA.
So you just
guys were killing.
4 points. This. Morgan, you're at 4. Dawson, you're only at 2.
Oh, what?
Because you didn't get the bonus.
Yes, she did.
Oh,
you
said
did get the bonus. Okay, 3.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
Jeez. Cheat me out here.
All right, Nora, question four.
It's rigged.
What is Ian's favorite restaurant?
Wait. Ooh. Wait, I know it.
It's one of the trickier ones.
Who's tricky.
Don't overthink this.
Who's it for? Who's
who starts this one?
Just because it just...
Yeah. Don't overthink this. Now I'm overthinking.
Don't overthink it.
Houlihan's?
Manny's?
Kiyoshi?
Yes!
Damn it! Darn it.
And I am not...
Shrimp po' boy, here I come.
And I did not just say that...
Because your dad works here.
Because my dad works here. But if you go to the Houlihan's in Mount Lebanon at the gallery and you find a man who looks just like me, just in his 50s, that would be my father. Okay. Moving on with
I don't know why I didn't
Jim.
Think that.
I couldn't remember the name of it. I was like, where does he instead?
like I was gonna say, but then I was like, well.
And
that,
honestly,
that's
like I do like their like I think their food is.
Yeah.
Cause that's I literally just thought it was because your dad works there.
But
I'm
I understand
like, well,
that, both your
like,
your Kiyoshi, guesses.
Kiyoshi,
yeah.
Like you always talk about it, so like I'm always like, oh, that's
not my favorite.
It's not my
favorite Chinese food.
I don't know.
Apparently Morgan knows me because she's at 5. Oh, score update. Morgan's in the lead at 5. Jim's at 4. Jocelyn, you're at 3. But there's plenty of time to make up.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that this is a disclaimer. I don't really pay attention when people talk to me.
Yeah, last night you were like, it's not you, it's me. I'm like, you break it up with me with the cheesiest line in the book.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not you, it's not you, it's me.
Me.
Like, I don't listen. So, like, don't be offended if I don't know some of these answers. All right.
All right. Number 5. Where is Ian going in May?
Ooh, I know it.
Las Vegas.
It's Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Y'all, Jim's at 5. Morgan's at 6. Jocelyn, you're at 4. I really like this music, by the way.
Yeah.
What is this music?
2-hour epic music mix. The power of epic music. Full mix, volume 2.
Wow, I think I'm just going to get it and then just chop it up.
Question.
Videos.
6. Starting with Morgan. What is Ian's favorite sport?
Baseball.
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 Correct.
Wrong. It's cricket.
It's pickleball.
Croquet.
Pickleball.
Badminton.
Okay.
It's polo.
Question
Curling.
7. What is Ian's favorite Romo sandwich?
Shrimp po' boy.
Shrimp po' boy.
Shrimp po' boy.
That's not what I put down.
Oh, oh my God. What'd
what
you
is
put
it?
Meatball sub.
I would not.
Wow.
I get your import. I was picking something off
you're
of the main menu.
You're always excited for the shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was kind of a trick question.
That was.
That was.
That was
a good one.
That was a good one, though.
This one probably should be a little easier. What is Ian's minor at RMU? I don't know why I said RMU.
Sport management.
Sport management.
Sport management?
You're right.
It's computer science.
Yeah.
I was like, I really hope I'm
I
not
almost
first.
Said sport com. I was like, wait.
I was like, I really hope
Morgan's
I'm not
at
first.
8, Jim's at 7, and Jocelyn, you're at 6.
I'm catching up.
Coming back for the
question
win.
Yep. 9. What is Ian's favorite weekly TV show besides Grey's Anatomy?
Monday Night Raw.
You told me this the other day.
So I said if you listen to me.
I'm going to go with Monday Night Raw.
It's not Monday Night Raw.
I don't think it is, but I can't. I know.
You told me it.
We were discussing this.
Yeah. It's.
Man, this music is perfect.
Wait, give me two more seconds. It's not Suits, but like I don't know. I'm just gonna go with Monday Night Raw. You told me this the other day.
What is it?
Monday Night Raw.
Oh,
because
thank God
there was. We were talking about, and
you
I
all
guessed,
said it right.
I guess mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess something else. And then you were like, well, you can argue Monday Night Raw is a weekly thing.
Yeah, but like, so you told me another show that you liked this week. And I know that you didn't say Monday Night Raw. I don't know what it was. Because I told you I watched Grey's Anatomy in class.
Mm. Monday Night Raw is like my homework, too.
Oh, did you check out the new Grey's Break Off with the Fire people?
It start?
I think it did.
When is it? Thursday nights?
I don't know.
I think it's, because it's like right after Grey's, I think. That's how they're playing.
I know Scandal's right. See, has Scandal's Thursday night as well too. I don't watch it, but I just know it's after.
Wait, I think Scandal was what you told me this week.
No, I never seen Scandal.
You told me something. It's gonna bother me now. Whatever.
All right, question 10. True or false?
Oh boy.
Oh god.
I'm bad at true and false.
Ian's GPA is above 3.3.
Currently or at the end of last semester?
Currently. Because it doesn't matter.
Currently?
Last semester it wasn't. I mean,
I'm gonna go
my
true.
Overall GPA.
I'm going to go true because you dropped that class that was really dropping you
yeah.
down.
I'm saying true.
I'm going to say false.
It's false. It's at 3.1.
It! Oh, man.
Last semester I finished at 3, like 6, but... So no one else. Okay, so...
Wow,
tied.
I am doing
so bad. Jim and Morgan are tied at 9. Remember, there's 15 questions, but the bonus, so we'll finish
so
with 16. Okay.
All right.
Oh, God.
Again, if you're paying attention, what is Ian's favorite B-dubs wing sauce?
Oh, I know this easily.
Asian Zing.
Yep.
Ka-pow. We discuss it like every single time we're there. Because we both love Asian Zing.
I got real nervous on that one.
Question 12.
We're getting married. I did propose to Ian Kiss.
But you wouldn't be his Valentine last year.
Wow.
We've come a long way in a year.
Happy 1 year.
I love you.
Which does Ian prefer better?
What?
Bone-in traditional or boneless wings?
I'm going to go bone-in.
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 You all are right.
Yep.
You see, I get boneless on boneless night, or if I don't feel like being messy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I truly, one time I had to get, because we go to beat-ups here. At home, we always go to beat-ups, and I had to get traditional because I couldn't, like, stand boneless anymore for a time.
Oh, I went to Wings, Buds, and Suds a lot last night.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never been there yet.
Did you get
Bob's
mild?
Wings is my favorite.
Like, did you get mild? Because you can get, like, hot, like
barbecue
hot.
I got the mild, garlic parmesan.
Have you guys ever had? Wait, have you ever had Bob's Wings?
Yeah, I get
them. No, where are they?
Coryap, like down by the island.
Have you ever looked at that menu, like the sandwiches and like the sauces? Man, they one there's like gyro meat and like sausage. It was Bob's insane. Bob's
Wings are my favorite.
Yeah, they're good. I always forget to order ranch, and then
I always remember my ranch. And then I'm like, why am I ordering ranch? I have
because I never dip it. So then I just get the ranch because I think it's just comforting. In case I need it.
What? In case. You never
you drink
know.
It?
It's like a blanket when you're a baby, Jamal.
Yeah, just gives me.
You don't need it, but it's comforting.
Okay. Yeah.
In case something gets a little too hot.
Question 13. What are Ian's parents' names?
Steve and Beth.
Steve and Beth.
Steve and Beth.
Correct.
Bill and Joyce.
I didn't think this through that, like, if, like, someone confidently answers,
then you know.
Like, during this, like, the other people are going to know.
That's okay.
Okay, scoring update. Jim, you're at 12. Morgan, you're at 12. Jocelyn, you're at 10.
Coming for you.
If they get it right, there's no way of you winning.
Yeah, I know.
So basically, you're not quite eliminated, but like,
but almost.
You're eliminated, yeah. Jocelyn.
Question 14. I can be picky on this. I am looking.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Actually, this is broken down into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 different parts.
What?
If you can name all of them, you get 1 point each.
Oh boy, I can catch up.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
What is Ian's signature professional / more like business cash look? Name all the parts.
Ooh. Sweater vest, dress shirt, tie. Am I supposed to be saying colors?
No.
You like jeans if you don't have to be seen from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then your dress shoes.
You got all 5.
Yes!
Okay, well, then I'll just repeat.
I was going to say.
Like,
3, 4, 5.
I mean, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
So.
So.
We all got five points.
Three,
we really should be writing our answers.
So,
like,
so I lose.
1, 2, 3,
so I lose.
I'm a loser. I'm still answering the question.
You
questions.
Two are to make sure you. Okay, you get 2. So, Dawson, you're at 15. But, Jim, you're at 15. 17. That's it. I missed one. 18. Okay. Down to you two.
I'm right. Still answering.
Should we text you our answer so we can't know what the other
that's
person
yes.
said?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, where's my phone?
That's a good way to do it.
Shoot. Where's my phone?
The music's picking up.
I got some
it's getting intense.
And this would be the one that actually, Jocelyn, you probably know this off the top of your head.
Okay. I'm ready. Right.
I'm ready. I won't yell it out. I'll just think of it.
What is Ian's favorite tie / tie color he wears a lot?
I know it. The one the ladies like.
And I knew this would be one that Jim may not know. Oh, I love the music.
Wait, if they get this wrong, though, can I catch up? Wait, is this the last one?
No, because they're at 18. I had this early, but this is a good tiebreaker. I had this up higher, and then I deleted some stuff and it messed up, so I moved it down to the bottom. And
it is a good one.
I texted you, but I don't think I got it right.
Okay, I saw your answer. It's somewhat right. We'll see. I'll give you.
Okay. Let's see what Jim puts first.
Yeah, I'll see what Jim puts, and then. I love this music, though.
It's so good.
It's so good for this situation.
It is.
I think I know what I was missing out of my answer.
Oh,
look at his face.
Oh. So, Morgan, you said gray tie.
Oh, it
Jim,
is. It's missing something.
You said pink tie with stripes.
Oh, my God, you guys.
You described one of my ties.
I know.
But it's not the tie I was looking for.
It's probably not.
Morgan, you got half
was it
one
stripes?
Of the colors nope. correctly. No. It's purple with gray and black. So I will give Morgan half a point.
Okay.
So she wins
I know.
At 18 and a half.
That's crazy.
Jim, you finish. That. At 18, Jocelyn, you finish at 15.
Wait.
That was actually kind of fun.
That was really fun. Oh my god, that was kind of fun. Our final show. We should do that again.
No, we should all. If we want to pick a different person.
Next time we'll do like Jim and then Joe.
Yeah, we should just go around.
That got really intense. Like that was.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
It's funny that last question I had up higher. But that was a good like type.
Because I just know 50 Shades of Grey.
Because I was thinking of like questions that would be like, yeah, you get a lot of them, but some I'm like, eh, like I said, if you pay attention, you know, nonchalantly should know the answer. But I do agree. Next time we do this, we should text in. Because
I don't nonchalantly know what tire we're
in. Again, you don't realize how much you like don't pay attention at times.
Yeah.
Until you're presented like a
question.
Oh yeah.
Because like,
whew, that was intense.
Here at Fridays with Ian, we test our minds.
I feel confident though. Like I feel like I know a lot more about Ian than like I thought.
Yeah, it was good. It's good.
I couldn't really think of any more questions. I was like, okay, I'll get the 15. I'll write 15 out and then.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That was good.
All right,
should we take a break?
That's a lot.
Do we have any music requests?
No.
I mean, you can never go wrong with The Greatest Showman, but
you're right.
Showman. Greatest Showman.
That's how I say it.
All
right. That's how I say it.
What a game.
Right here, right now, I put the offer out. I don't want to chase you down, I know you see it. You run with me, and I can cut you free out of the treachery and walls you keep in. So trade that typical for something colorful. And if it's crazy, live a little crazy. You can play it sensible, a king of conventional. Or you can risk it all and see. Happen. So thanks, but no, I think I'm good to go. Cause I quite enjoy the life you say I'm trapped in. Now I admire you, and that'll show you do. You're onto something, really it's something. But I live among the swells, and we don't pick up peanut shells. I'll have to leave that up to you. Whiskey, misery, and parties and play. If I were mixed up with you, I'd be the talk of the town. Disgraced and disowned, another one of the clowns. But you would finally live a little, finally laugh a little. Just let me give you the freedom to dream, and it'll wake you up and cure your aching. Take your walls and start them breaking. Now that's a deal that seems worth taking. But I guess I'll leave that up to you. Well, it's intriguing, but to go would cost me greatly. So what percentage of the show would I be taking? Well, fair enough, you'd want a piece of all the action. I'd give you 7, we could shake and make it happen. I wasn't born this morning, 18 would be just fine. Why not just go ahead and ask for nickels on the dime? 15, I'd do 8, 12.
never say never. Never, never, never.
Obsessed with like daycare.
I didn't go to daycare.
We're discussing the Karate Kid. Jim going to daycare.
I didn't go to daycare.
So Jim, how was daycare?
It was terrible.
Out the daycare.
I had never went to daycare.
I went to daycare.
Actually, my dad. Well, he was off. Sure my, he
my
kept
mom,
me.
My grandparents would watch.
Yeah.
My mom dropped me off at daycare for like a week, and then was like, and then she was like, I can't do this anymore. Like,
did you guys go to preschool?
Yeah, I went to preschool.
Yeah, I went to.
Wait, hang on. This song was 2 seconds in, and you automatically knew it was Corbin Blue. All right, okay. Just wanted to check.
I went to daycare and then preschool, and my mom would drop me off, and I would cry because I missed my mom. But the workers at the daycare would, like, yell at me for crying. So my mom had to take me out of there because they were so mean to me for crying for my mom.
I was at Rita's. Before I went to the Y, I was at this place called Rita's Daycare. It was owned by Rita.
That makes sense.
So,
did you get some
ices? Actually, that was down the road, by the way.
Oh, I'm so
watching. But so my grandma brought me late one day because I think I had a doctor's appointment or something. And like, it was like right before lunch I got there. And my, and like, I wanted to like watch my grandma like go to their car and like drive off and wave to me or whatever. And like, the woman was like, no, you have to come now, and like pulled me away, grabbed my arm. And like, my grandma was like inches away from like taking me, like pulling, like,
no, I was lucky.
Just taking me home. And
I never had to go to daycare because my dad worked from home, okay. Except for when he would travel. And then my mom like worked at our school, so she'd usually get out at the same like time of us. But like when we were little, like if like my grandparents were like right down the road, so they would just watch us. So I was like super lucky. My grandparents, like, I never had to go to daycare.
Yeah, my grandparents, like my grandparents probably could have watched me, but like it was just that the like that's not their like job. Like, I mean, they have their lives too, and I just went. I think it was a good way to like. Yeah. The whole thing of, you know, parents send the kids daycare sometimes is the one for daycare, but two, the child interaction.
Yeah.
Because you can tell in high school and like early on which kids didn't go to like preschool and daycare.
No, we had a, our school had like an after school like bus that would take people to the Boys and Girls Club too if they were like had to go there for like their
time. So yeah, but that went to the Y and it was pretty. I went to Tender Care for before and after school, the fourth grade.
Does anyone remember in like Giant Eagle they would have like that player?
Yeah, I never went there.
Ours stunk. Like I was asking my mom, like me and my brothers would be like, "Can we go there?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, you can go there." But they had no good toys in there. It was awful. Ours was terrible.
Ours was great.
So we were like, "We don't want to go back there." And she was like, "Why? Like what's wrong?" We were like, "There's no fun in there."
Yeah, well, like that's the one thing is like the ones are closing now. Like
because
like I think like they realize like. How much shopping are you doing that you drop your kids off there?
Like, yeah. I mean, my mom always went to Shop and Save, which they didn't have one, so we never went to Giant Eagle. Okay, here's a question. Did your parents permit you to play in like the play areas at like McDonald's and that?
Oh, no, my mom thought it was gross. Because it literally was like it wasn't like for a lack of like you can't. It was like she's like no, it's gross in there.
Especially the ball.
And like
pit.
After yeah no like I worked at Chuck E. Cheese like I know how gross it is in there. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean no, they can say
like we're supposed to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Like
a lot,
our entire
but, like
all of our games and stuff they are spotless. Like our kitchen by the everything is beautiful by the end. But the only thing that is not clean is the tubes because we're like listen like. We don't want to climb up there, so we will clean the tubes once a week, unless somebody like pees or poops or throws, and then we go through. But like, if none of that happens, like they're not like so.
And
like,
the kids like put their hands on.
But like all the game stuff, like it is spotless by the time we leave there. But we're like, listen, like, and some people, like some of our workers were bigger. We're like, we can't fit in the tubes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like I had to, and I'm claustrophobic, but like I was like the tiniest one, so like if somebody peed in the tubes, I was like, I have to go up there, don't I? And I'd like, and I'm like, I'm claustrophobic. I'm cleaning pee. Like this is disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah. I'd make the parents go up, like just be like, you need to go.
Well, no, a lot of parents, like if they offer, like if a kid threw up and they were like, give me some rags, like we would let them like help clean up because we're like, listen, like we're not gonna say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was never alone, especially the ball pit.
Ball pits are good. Yeah. No, but like it was literally for a lack of like this is dirty.
I always got jumped on in the ball pit. That wasn't fun.
That's sad.
Or I'd always jump on someone because I didn't know that they were under there. Cause they
would,
like, behind.
That's the rough part. Like, you don't know who's down there.
And then I, like, jumped on them, and then, like, the parents got mad at me. I'm like, well, your kid was hiding. This happened last week, all right? Now.
This was right before I came here. Like,
yeah, right. It was the McDonald's up the road. I hated it. I always got jumped on and, like, kicked in the face. And it wasn't a fun time.
Yeah, like, I wasn't really hurt when my mom wouldn't let me go. I mean, rarely did we go and eat and make the, like,
I never really wanted to because I was always, like, claustrophobic. Yeah, like, I was like, that's sticky.
I was more worried about eating my cheeseburger and my fries.
I did not like McDonald's when I was a kid.
I didn't eat there a whole lot. We had a,
I literally just, I didn't think it tasted good, and now I'm like, I can go for a McGriddle.
Our new thing is Arby's.
I love Arby's. Arby's yesterday.
I don't know what brought it on. Well,
I wish we had a taco.
Well, they have the meats. Yeah. That's what brought it on.
When I'm at home and my dad will just like come to my house and surprise me and just like bring me lunch.
Yeah.
It's usually Arby's sliders because he thinks it's the best deal ever.
And no, my mom has like Arby's coupons. She keeps.
Yeah, my dad does.
And I don't eat a lot, but he'll buy. There are like 5 or 6 different kinds of sliders. He'll buy one of each. I'll eat one and be fine.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it wasn't my. My mom and my grandpa were road tripping somewhere. I think they were going to somewhere in Ohio, and they stopped at McDonald's because my mom really had to pee. And she comes out, and my grandpa has a 20-piece nugget.
What?
And she just goes, "Dad, what are you doing?" And he was like, "Do you see these deals?" And he was like, "What do you mean?" And he was like, 20 nuggets for like $20? Like, I couldn't say no. And she was like, you're not going to eat like 20 nuggets. He was like, yeah, I'm hungry. She's like, you're not hungry. You're bored. So you keep eating. And he
That's
was
what
like,
my mom always
like,
says.
Do you see these deals? And she was like, oh, he's like, you'll eat them with me. She's like, no, I won't. And she went, I just had to pee. And he comes out with like a 20-piece nugget.
That's awesome.
What are you doing?
That's like, but that's like me. That's what I do. Like we go in to go to the bathroom real quick. And then like, you know, they have the, like, the gift shops or whatever. And
yeah.
I'm putting, like the Sunoco. And I'm like, and I come in with like snacks and snacks and snacks. And like.
No, because she like saw him order.
Three grande coffees. My mom's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well,
do you see the deals?
Yeah, no. I'm like, well, you never know when we're gonna stop next. Yeah, yeah, that's why you don't drink three grande coffees. And I'm like,
all right, Logan.
Oh, I see.
No, literally, yeah. She was like, she came out. And she was like, you didn't have to like buy something, use the bathroom. Like they said, I could use it. And she was like, why did you buy a 20-piece nugget? She's like, it's so cheap.
I do have that affliction. Like if I do run into McDonald's, I will buy something just because I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like my mom's like, Jim, that's weird.
But you don't need a 20-piece.
I usually buy like a milkshake.
It was so funny. I was, oh my God, I was crying. She called me. She's like, you will not believe what your grandfather just did.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, okay.
I think, I feel like, is Arby's a dad thing?
It's definitely
my mom doesn't like Arby's.
My mom likes it, but my dad is obsessed.
So I always have to go with like,
my dad likes Chipotle. He's a Chipotle guy.
My dad used to call it Chipotle.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
But my dad, he always gets yelled at because he always puts his hand over the glass
because
he's pointing. And the ladies are, and the people were there like, sir, could you not do that? And he goes, why? I'm not touching it. I'm like, dad, just stop.
Just don't do it.
Oh, that's like when Logan pushed the glass over at the
Subway.
That is so funny. Oh, did I complain about that lady?
Like, I'm so dumb.
Did I complain about that lady at
what?
Subway?
No,
it's you. Have I complained about on the show yet?
No, all
right,
I don't
think
so.
Logan, we were there. Lawfer and Sam got their sandwich and went to the car. So, of course, Logan, being, you know, Logan, I mean, I think it's hysterical at times, but he ordered his, what did he get? He got a Italian BMT, a Subway classic. So then he got a foot long. So she was like making it, and all of a sudden she went to go get the Brit, and he like tapped the glass, and he didn't realize it like fell over because it covered the food. So he never, so like, and she goes like, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that did that. I'm sorry. And she's like, don't touch the glass. He's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So then she went to go make his, and she goes, what do you want? And I was like, I'm at a 6-inch Italian BMT on Italian bread. She goes, she went to get the bread, pulled the bread, and she goes, you couldn't tell me this when I was making his? No. She goes, why didn't you tell me that when I was making his? I was like, and she was already like,
order.
She was making me mad. So, like, I was kind of rude. I was like, well, you didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, and then I was like, well, also, I contemplated. I was contemplating a few different sandwiches I wanted. And I, like, when you asked me what it, I finally said, an answer came out.
Yeah.
And she, like, was like, I think she realized, like, she was, like, being rude. Mm-hmm. Probably not. She probably, and then. She was like, where are you guys going from? And like, really, we're coming back from Nashville. And like, she made fun of Logan some more. Like, like, oh, and then Logan did something left, and then I started laughing. And she was like, don't fall for that. Like, don't let him, you know, wrap you up and, you know.
So weird.
I've had a couple instances at Subway where the workers are like mean.
Yeah.
Like I asked for a sandwich and the guy went, I went, can I get a toast? And he went, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Like,
I love Subway.
Like, no, I mean, it's so good. I mean, but like, I was just like, oh, I didn't realize it was such a problem.
Yeah, I love fast food workers who act like their life so hard.
I was like, okay, really? Like, I'm the first one in here in an hour. Like, what were you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go to Subway too often, but
neither do I. But it's like this experience going can be like cranky, but like the sandwiches are just so
good. It's worth it for the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Did I tell you the story of my mom like boycotting the Robinson Mall Subway?
No.
I think I told
you this story when I was little. Wait, hang on, I need a song. When I was little, I didn't like I was a very picky child when I was little. And when my parents like Subway, but like I didn't, so I would always go. And all I wanted was melted cheese on. They used to have these little rolls instead of like full hoagie things. So all I wanted was melted cheese on a roll.
Okay.
And we went, and like it was never a problem. They were literally like, because me and my mom would shop so much, like she would just take me with her because like I wasn't like an annoying child, I guess. Like, I'm hiding the clothing racks.
Right.
But so we would go shopping in Robinson, and then there was like one Subway. So one day that Subway was like under construction. So we went, and like we were regulars there. Like, they knew what toys I had and which ones I didn't. Like, they took care of me. So I went to the Subway just like in the mall because we had to go there anyways. So my mom goes up to the, who is that?
Dante.
So we go up to the one in the mall, and she goes, okay, I want like a 6-inch bowl. But she's like, and can I just get like melted provolone cheese on a roll for my, like, that's all she wants. That's all she'll eat. And they go, okay, well, we don't have those little rolls. Like, we only have like regular, like, they were being super smart. She's like, they only have regular hoagie bread. She's like, okay, just like, give me like part of like regular bread. She's like, I'm not going to pay for like a 6-inch or anything. She's like, it's literally just melted cheese on like a roll. It's like, and they're like, no, you're going to have to pay for like a full 6-inch sub. And she was like,
what?
No, that's like, no. She's like, yeah. I'm not going to do this. She's like, all I want is melted cheese on bread. Like, I'm not going to pay for a 6-inch sub. And I was, she's like, I don't even want like the whole 6 inches. And they were like, well, like that, like you're gonna have to pay for it. She's like, okay, can I talk to your manager? So they go, and he's like, yeah, you're gonna have to pay for like the whole 6 inch. So my mom left, and she has not, since I was 4, been back to the Robinson Mall Subway.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, I'm sure they got new workers. Yeah. She was like, no, I don't go back there. Like, okay. So my mom will not that go back crap. To the Robinson Mall. Like, she can hold a grudge if she wants to.
That's great.
So my aunt bought called it Target for a while.
Oh, Target.
She it was her fault, and we keep making fun of her that it's her fault that she tried to. I was like, yeah, Aunt Diane, you try to return stuff after like 2 years. And then, no. And then her husband, my uncle, goes, yeah, without the receipts as well. And just digs it in. It was hilarious. And then I was like, Aunt Diane, you do know that the workers were right. You were wrong. And then she's like, I'm over that.
I was at Kohl's one time, and this lady was returning a bunch of stuff, and like it was like carpeting. Like, I don't know if you get carpets at Kohl's.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And she had these rings, and they were trying to explain to this like little old lady and like her daughter. She was like, ma'am, like, you did not buy these here. Like, we cannot accept them. And she was like, she's like, no. Like, I bought them. She's like, I just bought them at another Kohl's location. She was like, no, if you bought them at another Kohl's location, she's like, you did not buy these at Kohl's. And like, her daughter was like, mom, like, it's like, she's like, you didn't buy them at Kohl's. She was like, no, I bought them at Kohl's. I'm not leaving them my money. And they're like, ma'am, you didn't. Oh, and I was like, ah.
Well, that's like a Target. Like, my mom wanted me to return stuff, and I went to return it, and it was like 6 months or something. And I was like, yeah, they're not gonna take it.
Yeah.
She goes, well, did you talk to the manager? I'm like, no, because there was no need to.
They're not gonna take it.
I'm not gonna argue with the worker. and she goes, oh. And she goes, well. What do you do with that? I'm like, we now have it. We own it now. Like, it's ours.
It is ours.
Well, now what do we do with it? Keep it.
own it.
That's like I went to a Pens game over Thanksgiving break with my sister and my brother and she, my sister and her husband left a bag that they had purchased in the arena, and we were already outside, and they were driving back, and I was taking the tea. So then they were like, oh, can you run back in and get it? I'm like, well, the ticket says no admission.
Yeah.
And I was, and she goes, well, just ask. I'm like, all right. So I went to the security guard. You know, there's a, like a 6'9", you know, police officer next to him. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good. And I was like, yeah, my sister left a bag in there that she purchased, like in the Penguin store or whatever. Uh-huh. And they were like, yeah, there's no admission. And I was like, okay, bye. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you just have to give him a sob story and like keep asking around. I'm like, I'm not going around to every exit.
No.
Like, yeah. I'm not. I'm like, just call in. I'm sure they're not gonna throw it away.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Go back and get it later.
We're putting a lost and found.
Yeah. Right. There's like shirts and stuff in there. It's not like they won't throw it away. And so they put in lost and found. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm not gonna
what
argue.
Are you doing?
I'm not gonna argue with a cop and be like, hey, yeah, but I need to get in there. No.
yeah, I'm going.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
The sob story. Like, yeah,
first of all,
she's visiting from Africa. She's like, she does work
she's
over
visiting
there.
Visiting from Africa.
Come on.
The guy doesn't care. The guy, you know, like, you know, and that was the
she's,
thing.
She's, I haven't she's, seen her in three
she goes,
years.
You have to kind of like give him a sob story. I'm like, a sob story? I'm a guy. They're not going to believe that. Mm-hmm. If it's you, maybe. But even then, they're not going to believe it because there's no admission. I don't understand. People argue yeah. with. That's exact the one time you argued with the attendance of the game.
The Penn State RMU game.
Yeah, he like argued with the guy who was working. I'm
that's
like,
when I started
stop?
Walking away. I was like, dude, he works here. Like, he tells you no. He tells like
right.
I don't and we found it too. Zach went the wrong way. It was it was easier to go the other way. I was like, and the guy's like, I work here. I know where it's at. Zach's like, I've been here. I know where it is. And the guy's like, I work here. I know where it is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh god.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yeah. All right.
We'll talk about some RMU playoffs before okay. playoffs.
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 And then we'll
playoffs.
Do the dining
playoffs.
Menu.
What's a good song?
I don't know. Interesting.
Well,
RMU news.
Trying to think of a good song.
Connor Lamb.
Oh, it's the Joe Biden Connor Lamb rally.
They're quitting before we've even started. They're quitters.
Shut up, Stella.
Mom, please don't wait.
Yeah.
Greg's here. Greg, did you read Avon's messages?
Boom. It's not. All right,
let me read these to you.
The censored version.
Guys, so if a goat and a giraffe are combined together, is that a llama? You have the giraffe neck, which is really long, to grab leaf from the trees.
Grab
you got
leaf.
The goat that can climb on mountain and stuff. So if you infuse them together, would you have a llama?
No, you'd have an alpaca.
What's the...
Jim, you're a nice guy, but you're wrong. I think it is a llama. I would have to say llama.
No.
Llama, llama, llama. Llama, 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 llama.
You're wrong.
What is the difference between a llama and alpaca?
I don't know.
You want to know, okay. You want to know the difference between a llama and an alpaca?
Yeah.
I got you. Llama is the answer, and alpaca is the wrong answer.
I'm going to Google it real quick.
Which is Jim. Wrong.
Different.
You're wrong.
Llama, llama. Llama, llama, llama.
Oh, that's a common
llama,
question.
Llama, llama, llama.
Hang on.
Llama.
Llamas have long banana-shaped ears, while alpacas have shorter spear-shaped ears. Yeah, there really are a lot of differences. Llama is roughly twice the size of an alpaca.
Llama.
They have been used as guard animals for alpacas.
Llama.
Okay, but that's the same thing as people going, oh, isn't a zebra just a striped horse? No, it's not. It's a different animal.
A donkey.
It's not a donkey.
A
did you just wake up this morning and you're like, I'm going to argue with Jim?
No, all but right. I like this idea. I like arguing with Jim. This
let's
is
read the
it's
dining
not
menu.
A
dining menu. Dining
oh, wait,
menu.
Greg, in case you care, I know Ian the best.
Dining menu.
5.5.
Good work, Morgan.
Thank
and
you.
Jim.
I lost really bad.
You suck twice, because it's a llama.
Because it's a llama. All right. What is at the PNC Colonial Cafe?
Okay, okay. Food. Spoon and fork lunch. We got pasta with Romanesco sauce. We got meatloaf and then spaghetti squash. Blue waters is the crowd pleaser. Soups of the day, chicken noodle, cream of broccoli, chipotle cheddar, and vegetable. Salad bar, Nisiosi salad.
What?
Salmon Club at the Firehouse Grill wraps made the order, or you can get the Portobello Pesto wrap for a Vissimo lunch. It's Fun Friday. Milkshakes and then specialty pizza is supreme.
What are you doing?
Well,
what's
over
that?
A Wheatley. Over a Wheatley for the lunch special, they have tuna noodle casserole. For the soup of the day over there, they have chili, tomato, and corn chowder. What's corn chowder? That sounds weird.
Chowder with corn.
What a guy. Sandwich specials, grilled cheese, Italian panini, and artichoke bruschetta panini.
What's at Romo's?
At Romo's today, we've got the usual fried shrimp po' boy, soup of the day, chicken and rice, and ham broccoli cheddar. For dinner at 5 p.m., you can get some shrimp alfredo.
At Yorktown, yum. We got some pancakes, and the lunch sandwich is a cheese steak. Soup of the day, we got tomato and chili, and there is no dinner because spring break.
Spring breakers!
Okay. All right. I get to talk now.
All right, it's up to you.
I am the captain. Did you know today? Did you know today is National Banana Cream Pie Day?
I don't like that day.
I don't know what to tell you.
You're not allowed to have this anymore.
No,
it's mine.
Listen.
Nope.
What's the fun fact?
That was the fun
he
fact.
He just read it.
But that's not a fun fact. That's
it's
just...
because Jim read it. That's why it wasn't fun.
I'm a fun guy.
Wow.
Oh, maybe fun-sized.
That is true. I am fun-sized. I'm like those Snickers.
Jim used to get trampled in the ball pit.
I did. I used to get jumped on in the ball pit. It was terrible. I have PTSD.
All right.
Because
well,
of it.
That wraps up. Another episode of Fridays at the End.
We have a 1 week hiatus.
Well, we always have a 1 week
actually,
hiatus.
Actually, no, here, well, 2 weeks hiatus.
Oh, wait, yeah, it'd be 2 weeks.
But here's another thing, though. When we come back, we may be traveling that Friday.
So we don't know.
So maybe.
Fridays with Ian on the road.
On the road.
On the road.
Let's take it on the road.
At Notre Dame University.
Have a good spring break, guys. I'll see you later.
Hey, hey, for all you didn't know, did you know Greg can sing?
Greg, sing. Sing for us. Oh, now he doesn't want the mic all of a sudden, you know.
Hey, Brandon and Trevor are successfully at Key Bank Rink in Buffalo, the Harbor Center.
It's an alpaca.
That's where they hold?
Mama!
Brandon said the weather was really bad.
Yeah, no, did you see someone's
Trevor.
Yeah. Nor'eastern.
Yeah, his Snapchat, I don't know what words are.
Oh, so they just got there.
Yeah, his Snapchat, was it's all snowy and stuff.
How was the bus ride?
Are they traveling back tonight if they lose? I mean, I hope they don't lose, but
terrible. Well, yeah, because I think there's like a 12.
I mean, they have a hotel room, but they have to do on what the band does.
Yeah, they just do whatever the band does.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a wrap.
All right.
This has been iCarly.
No, this hasn't been.
The last episode.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I ever finished the last episode of iCarly.
Because you were crying?
No, I just like think I forgot.
Okay, is it a bad thing? Hold on. Is it a bad thing? We're in overtime now. Is it a bad thing that I get more emotional when I see a dog in harm in a movie than a person?
No, that's been like, there's like scientific studies behind
okay,
it.
Okay, because like, yeah, because I was watching SEAL Team last night on CBS. I think that's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, And the dog went in to sniff out a bomb, and it kept getting stabbed. And I was so emotional that, like, when it was safe, like, you would have thought it was, like, a person. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it was terrible. But I just wanted to say, is that normal? Because if it was, like, a person, I would have been like, oh, it's fine.
Marley and me? I mean, I'm not a big...
Oh, man, that first...
I'm not
first,
a big pet person, but, like, that got to me.
First date, do not go on Marley and Me. Or don't watch Marley and Me on the first date.
All right.
You cry like a baby.
I've never
did
have
that. I did that, yeah.
Why would you do that?
It was my ex-girlfriend. Because I didn't know that.
That's why she's your ex-girlfriend, right?
No, we did.
It only lasted one day.
No, we dated for 3 years.
Oh. Whoa, that's a
I've never
time.
Had a relationship for 3 years.
But no, it was, yeah, I don't know why. Because I didn't think they actually showed the dog dying. And spoiler alert, the dog dies.
Sing to me,
if you haven't seen it in like the past 10 years, it was out.
I'd like to make a comment. The only song Kevin Jonas has ever sang lead for is about Scandinavia.
Yeah.
Hey.
And he sounds beautiful. Like, why didn't he sing
Scandinavia? It's the place of the Vikings, isn't it?
Oi, oi, oi!
In Scandinavia. In Scandinavia, left my love inside of her arms.
Jim, why do we let two girls on the show?
I started
I don't know,
the
it's
show.
Your show. And she's the producer,
yeah,
so.
I
texted you and said, could we do a radio show called Friday
and then
the End?
I was answering you back and I got yelled at for being on my phone. Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Yeah,
we gained two crew members.
Yeah.
It started with only two. It started, Jim was a guest.
I was a guest.
Yeah, it started with Jim just coming on Fridays. And then we acquired Jocelyn and now they're still here. Look at us. Look at
friends.
This. Look at this crew. We still gotta make a Fridays with Ian commercial for Army TV. And
we
I have to make a poster of our radio show. I don't know why.
Oh, we were supposed to say something on this show. Oh,
okay.
Well?
Oh, about some scholarship. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
It was about that scholarship. Oh, well. But, yeah.
Anyway, fine. Bye.
Bye.